I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited show called How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall? We're going to hear a couple of things. The first one is Count Basie and Lester Young doing Jumping at the Woodside, and then the Jay McShann Trio playing Hootie Blues, 1950 and 1996, respectively. Further on, we're going to hear Dizzy Gillespie and a brass fantasy version of Night in Tunisia.
Mm-hmm. and it'll break your sea. Well, I'm doing all right. Well, I found a little Cupid doll. Doing all right. Well, I found a little Cupid doll. Well, she lives three flights out, and she sends me with a smile. Well, she calls me a lover, yes, and a beggar too. Well, she calls me a lover, yes, and a beggar too. Now, ain't you sorry, little girl, that my new little girl ain't you?
This is Jazz Unlimited show called How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall? I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me. And we heard the Count Basie Band from the Birdland All-Stars at Carnegie Hall concert in 1950 playing Jumpin' the Woodside with Lester Young on tenor as the soloist. And then from Clint Eastwood's After Hours concert, Hootie's Blues, Jay McShann on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. That's a 1996 recording. We've got Toshiko Akiyoshi, Dizzy Gillespie with a large brass ensemble, Eric Dolphy with a harp, and Sonny Rollins playing Some Enchanted Evening. So please stay tuned. One of the big finds of people who dig around in archives is this recording. It was found sometime around 2001 or two, but it was recorded in 1957. The tune is Baya, and it's the Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane. And he's on tenor with Monk on piano, Ahmed Abdul Malik on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums, right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you.
was Thelonious Monk's composition Baya, recorded live at Carnegie Hall in 1957 with his famous quartet, with John Coltrane on tenor, Thelonious Monk on piano, Ahmed Abdul-Malik on bass, and Chad Wilson on drums. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for making the choice to hang out with me tonight on Jazz Unlimited Show on How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall. And we've got the Dizzy Gillespie Brass Orchestra playing A Fantasy on Night in Tunisia, Eric Dolphy with a harp, and Sonny Rollins in a trio playing Some Enchanted Evening. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear the Toshiko Akiyoshi Big Band, recorded at Carnegie Hall in 1991. The tune is After Mr. Ting, who was the premier of China. And Toshiko is heard on piano with Bill Byrne on baritone, Bob Bowman on bass, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, and Lou Tabakin on tenor, following the station break. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited show called How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall? I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me. And we heard the Count Basie Band from the Birdland All-Stars at Carnegie Hall concert in 1950 playing Jumpin' the Woodside with Lester Young on tenor as the soloist. And then from Clint Eastwood's After Hours concert, Hootie's Blues, Jay McShann on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. That's a 1996 recording. We've got Toshiko Akiyoshi, Dizzy Gillespie with a large brass ensemble, Eric Dolphy with a harp, and Sonny Rollins playing Some Enchanted Evening. So please stay tuned. One of the big finds of people who dig around in archives is this recording. It was found sometime around 2001 or two, but it was recorded in 1957. The tune is Bahia, and it's the Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane. And he's on tenor with Monk on piano, Ahmed Abdul Malik on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums, right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was Tunisian Fantasy from the Dizzy Gillespie Large Brass Ensemble, arranged by Lalo Schifrin on piano and Leo Wright on flute in 1961. And that was recorded at Carnegie Hall, because this is How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall on Jazz Unlimited. We've got a station break to take the show out, and we're going to have first an idea about Gunther Schuller's third string music. And this is called Densities, with Eric Dolphy on clarinet, Gloria Agostini on harp, Warren Chasen on vibes, and Richard Davis on bass, recorded in 1963. And then, as is Sonny's wont, a rather raucous and extended version of Some Enchanted Evening. And it's Sonny Rollins on tenor, Christian McBride on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums, recorded live at Carnegie Hall in 2007. Thank heavens for Sonny Rollins. After the station break on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and we concluded How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall on Jazz Unlimited with a set of two. The first one was Gunther Schuller's Densities, played by Eric Dolphy on clarinet, with Gloria Agostini on harp, Warren Chasen on vibes, and Richard Davis on bass in 1963. And then Some Enchanted Evening, played by Sonny Rollins on tenor, Christian McBride on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums, recorded at Carnegie Hall in 2007. I'd like to invite you to return next Sunday night, and we're going to be hearing Ornette Coleman compositions, and those things are quite interesting and beautiful. So have a good week, and stay safe, and we'll see you then.